A very common question over Hanukkah is if a person is going away for a night, or especially over Shabbos Hanukkah, very common that people go visit relatives, friends. So where to light on Motzei Shabbos? They're still at the place where they stayed for Shabbos at the ideal time for lighting candles, which is right after Shabbos. But they're going to be coming back to where they normally live to sleep that night. So is it better to light where they are for Shabbos? Or is it better to come back and to light later when they get back at the place where they're actually staying? So a couple of different opinions about this issue. First of all, I'll just mention, this was actually something I was not familiar with before, but I saw quoted in the name of Rav Yashiv that he said, if you're only going away for a couple of days, you can't light at the place where you're going, even though you're sleeping there for a couple of days. Only if you're going away for the entire Hanukkah. This is based on a Beir Halacha, quotes a Pri Chadash, who gives it as an example. Now, what does it mean that you're going away, you're a guest? Such as if you're going for all 8 days of Hanukkah, so to your father-in-law's house. So he says, you see, it's only called that you're there bekvius if you're there for all 8 days, but otherwise you should have a shliach light at your real house. So this is certainly not the minhag olam, certainly not like that. And in general, most poskim, as far as I can tell, do not assume that way. They assume that was just an example, that you're going away for all 8 days. But if you're going there overnight, so we assume that's considered enough of a kviyus that you would light there at least that night. But just to mention. But what about this case of Motzei Shabbos? Rav Avadya Yosef writes that the definition of what's considered kviyus enough, that's your house, legabe lighting, is you're sleeping over there. So you slept over there Friday night, so it's very nice. So you were Yosef with the candle lighting there on Friday night. But Motzei Shabbos, you're going home. So even though you're there now, you're not there tonight, so that's not your bias for tonight. So you have to first go home and then light it home. Even if you're not going to get home for a while, for quite some time, nonetheless, he says, you definitely have to light it home. Other poskim, such as Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, they wrote that once you've already established a kvius in a particular place, so, meaning you slept over there the night before, so you're already kavua there, and you're there now at the Iker Zman Hadlaka, and you're not walking out the door as you light Chanukah. You're still there. You still stay around for some time. Shlomo Zalman writes a half an hour. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes an hour or two. Some say have a Malava Malka, whatever it is, but you're still there now, and you already established a kvius there. So they say that this is still considered kavua enough bias for you to light there, and therefore, since this is the Iker Zman HaHadlaka, therefore you should light at that place. So they would say, if you're still there Motzei Shabbos and you're not running out, you're not packing up and running out the door, so it'd be better to you're staying there for a little bit still. So it'd be better to light where you were for Shabbos, and you'd be Yotzei that way. I saw in the Chuvas van Hagos, he writes the following. He agrees with this idea. He says you can light at the place where you were for Shabbos. He just mentions, according to those who take into account the idea that Tichla Regel Min Hashuk is later now than it used to be in the olden days, which is quite mistaber, that's much later. So if you assume that the Zman Hadlaka, therefore, is much longer, so then he says there's room to suggest that maybe, if you're going to get home within that amount of time, then maybe light at home. So here we're sort of playing two factors against each other. One is, to what extent is your Iker Kvius at the place where you were if you're going home now and you're sleeping at home? And to what extent are you missing the Iker Zman HaHadlaka by waiting for an hour or two until you get home? So he says if you're going to get home within that window, he sort of leaves it as a question. If you are willing to rely on that definition of the Iker Zman HaHadlaka, of Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, so then you could wait until you go home. So, la'halacha, for I would suggest, is for those who follow the Pesachim of Rav Avadya, they should follow the Pesachim of Rav Avadya. Otherwise, so again, if you're running out the door, so you should wait until you get home, preferably earlier rather than later, to light Hanukkah candles. But if you're sticking around for a while at the place where you were for Shabbos, then, according to many poskim, since that is still the Iker Zman HaHadlaka, even if we assume you still have a wider window, but nonetheless, the Iker Zman Hadlaka is at the beginning, so one should light there where they were over Shabbos. Have a wonderful day. If people could stack some chairs, that would be much appreciated.